So I said before I got cut off, these channels are really meant for educating the masses. And if that's what your intent is, to educate, no problem. Do a documentary or two. But then after that, I mean, enough is enough. Enough is enough. If they want to go on reality TV, put them on a channel where people just absolutely love drama or love being nosy. You know, I don't want to say we're a nosy society, but I have to stop and wonder. You know, people, I could not deal with having a camera crew in my house videotaping my days of my life. There are events of my life that I share, and if people want to listen to them, they can. I share events in my life, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with doing that. But you don't need to be a stage hog just because you have something that your family, you and your family, are so, so special and unique. Or you have such a special disability, or you have such a special syndrome. If the person's doing a documentary on it for educational purposes, like I said, one or two shows, even if it has to be a miniseries, you know, it's understandable. Because people are out there and we need to be educated. That's what these channels were created for. But now it's just gotten too out of hand. Way, 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 way out of hand. There are too many shows talking about, you know, like the little people. And, you know, I think people like that are very inspiring. And it's nothing against these little people. But I really do have to ask myself, why are there shows about all these different things when we've already seen them? You know, now they've got a new baby. So let's see people, you know, living with babies, or let's see people living with, you know, when they have a different religious background. It's great to do all that stuff, like returning to Amish, you know, how the Amish family, they're afraid that when the children return back to the Amish that they'll be, you know, shunned and they won't be welcomed. And I mean, there is just so much of that, so much of the reality TV stuff, which maybe should have its own channel. You know, I'm now going to talk about shows that I missed. I really miss. There was a show, even PAX TV used to have some good, good stuff. Touched by an Angel, good stuff. Good stuff. Those were just regular shows. But Miracles. Miracles was another show on PAX. It was, I can't remember the guy who hosted it, but he did really good. And it's funny because I would watch shows. Documentaries are my fave. I will watch, like, A Haunting is another sort of documentary. It's a little bit of both, but at least it's structured. You've got a narrator kind of explaining what's going on. You don't just, like, switch scenes and all of a sudden go, oh, okay, they're, you know, at the supermarket, or they're doing something on TV and you miss out on it. Which I'm not just saying, well, they should do documentaries because, you know, blind people miss out on them. No, not at all. I actually like some of the reality shows. Some of them are great, but some of them lack structure. Some of them are just get a camera, film exactly what we're doing, and don't give a crap. I'm sorry, but some of them lack structure. And to me, a show needs to have structure. It needs to have a beginning and an end. It needs to have a middle. It doesn't just need to have whatever. And coming up this time, it's like an ongoing saga. Boom, 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 boom. You know? Okay, big deal. You know, it's got to have something there. And then people keep wanting more, 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 more. Okay, go watch. I mean, that's a freaking sitcom. You know, they've got series and seasons and... Or go watch shows like Family Guy, or go watch The Simpsons, or go watch... Because that's an ongoing show, that's an ongoing saga, that's an ongoing thing, you know? But I want to sit down and be educated on something. I don't want to just sit down and basically take a glimpse into a family's kitchen. or take a glimpse into a mother's kitchen because she is such a hoarder. And then you hear them talk about, oh my God, there's mouse droppings everywhere. Oh my God, there's this, that, and the other. I mean, there are things actually that I'm glad I don't have to look at on TV, because that stuff can get your stomach doing somersaults in any way, shape, or form. You just, I don't know. I mean, shows like Miracles on PAX TV, I used to watch, of course. There were shows like Unsolved Mysteries and Rescue 911. Those were my favorite shows as a kid. Everyone's like, well, did you ever watch cartoons? Huh? You know, I know about some cartoons. I did like the Flintstones and the Jetsons. They were cool. Especially Astro, the dog. But, you know, some cartoons are pretty cool. But I liked the documentaries and I liked the, you know, I like watching stuff like Nova is like my favorite thing to watch on Netflix. I love Nova. I mean, they've got cool stuff up there. But that's me. You know, I know other people may like reality shows and may like the drama. I'm not a drama person. I don't like to sit there and listen to people screaming and crying because they can't have their way or fighting, or it's like, dude, change it, you know? I don't know. I mean, it's filtering into channels that were meant to be educational. You know, there needs to be some sort of change in, you know, stuff like National Geographic playing shows like Locked Up Abroad. And wasn't there a show about a meth lab? People were getting arrested because they were doing too much meth. Like, how do you like infiltrate these channels that were set up for educational purposes and just continue to do that stuff? It's one thing to do a miniseries, like I said, but if you just continue to do it, it's obvious that the ratings are showing people want more, not me. I was educated on it enough. I saw the inspiring documentary. It's amazing, but I've had enough. Next. Who's next? Let's talk about something else interesting. Moving right along. You know, I know I'm pretty strong in my opinion. Families, they have every right to do reality shows. And if a person wants to talk about their life as, I don't know, a transgender person or their life as a mixed racial person, if they want to broadcast that stuff, that's perfectly fine. All my thing is that there's too much of this reality TV in a place where I really don't feel it should be. You know, there's too much of that. And these channels like Discovery Channel, I'd rather watch a documentary on planet Earth. I'd rather watch a documentary on the ocean, a documentary on something. But, you know, I'm not saying the channel has to be all documentary either. But it's making such a radical shift that I think it's just too much. It's tipping the scales into the dramatic reality TV. You know, even some of the, you know, doctor stuff, I do enjoy watching some of it, you know, not all of it's bad. I mean, there's some great stuff for that, but maybe it might be a suggestion to consider maybe making a separate channel for this reality stuff, for the drama stuff. And then those who want to watch, you know, a mom fighting with her son because he wants to become a transgender woman. If you want to watch stuff like that, that is totally, totally your opinion. I mean, you pay for cable service. You're entitled to watch whatever you want to watch. You know? 45 seconds. I don't know. I mean, people like drama, and to me, it's like, don't you get enough of that on social media? I mean, everybody's connected to Facebook, Twitter. If you want drama, go on social media. Go on the internet. There's plenty of that, you know? And again, the internet is also where I voice my opinion. I think there's too much of a radical shift to reality TV. This needs to be an educational situation. So, just my opinion, guys. Not so much a rant, just my thoughts. Anyway, thanks for those who listen. Take care and have a great day. 1 second.